The body of 34-year-old Nicole Brown Simpson, ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, was found.
Really believe Kurt Cobain is dead.
Millions of people mourned the tragic death of John Lennon today.
Struggles to come to terms with the death of Princess Diana. Waiting for word.
Well, hello.
Hi.
And welcome to Fame and Misfortune.
Yeah, I'm Erin.
I'm Stephanie.
We're a true crime podcast all about celebrities in Hollywood. And,
yeah.
You know.
I think that sounded pretty official.
Something like that. The A-list, B-list,
everybody in between.
Yeah.
So.
Not the C-list, though. Fuck that list.
So our last episode, we touched on our social media.
Yep.
So hopefully you're following us by now.
If you're not, you're missing out, because we got some really fucking good shit up there.
I mean, yeah. So you are.
Oh, I curse a lot. If you're not here for this, go. Get the fuck out.
Yes, it's explicit. It says so on iTunes.
Deal with it.
It's marked that way.
If you're 12 or under, you probably shouldn't be listening to this.
No, probably not.
You're gonna have nightmares. Mm-hmm.
So, your episode was great last week.
Thanks.
By the way.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. Extremely.
Traumatic.
So, I'm going a little bit of a different route, because thus far, we've, well, except for the first episode, we've covered a few where it's been the celebrity mm-hmm. being the one who passed. And your first one was more of a somebody who became a celebrity because of,
right. He wasn't really so, that affluent.
Correct. So I'm going with a celebrity who kind of also murdered a celebrity.
Yikes.
And even better, I'm taking it out of the country.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, international murder.
Yes. We're traveling to South Africa.
G'day, mate. Okay, that's not at all how that goes.
Nope. That is.
I'm not drunk. I'm just very sleep deprived.
It's
cool.
Australia?
I almost said Austria, so I think it's time for me to stop talking and let you do the podcast.
So, we are going to discuss Oscar Pistorius, which I'm hoping I say that right. I think I do.
That sounds right.
If you don't know who he is a South African Olympic runner.
Oh, shit.
Paralympic.
Eh?
Paralympic.
What is that?
Okay, well, I'll tell you. So, and it's the murder of Reva Steenkamp, if you don't know.
Nope.
So, Oscar was born November 22nd in 1986 in Sandton, Johannesburg,
Ooh,
South Africa.
He's just a tiny little bit. He's like our age.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's right. Very young. He's 2 years older than I am, so he'd be 32 this year.
I don't like this.
It's
getting too real.
So, Oscar was born with fibular hemimelia, which is the absence of the fibula, which is your calf bone. I researched in case anybody was wondering what that was. And I got a crazy look from Erin across the table. So,
well, for those of you who don't know, I was pre-med for 6 years.
Okay, that's
so
right.
So, I know lots about medicine.
Oh, good. I shouldn't have looked it up. You could have just
so
told me.
So, I could have. You have a tibia
I'm
and
sorry.
A fibula.
Yes.
In your leg.
That's right.
And
they're attached.
Yes. Essentially, it's your shin bone.
Yes.
Is what happened.
Mm-hmm. So, his legs were amputated halfway between his knees and ankles when he was 11 months old. So, basically, he has no real concept.
Why would they okay, if he was just born without the bone.
Well, I'm guessing, I mean, this is the 80s.
Right.
We're moving
into
87.
Okay.
So,
my mom got into a car accident somewhere in the 70s and had a giant steel bone put into her hip.
I don't know
I'm going to go ahead and...
I'm guessing, though, if you're kind of... If you had no mobility of it, you're
right.
Also not gaining any muscle or any way to use it.
Right.
So, it might just be dead. I mean, at 11 months old...
I don't know.
You've been carried your whole life.
Right, he's just
so
been
you're
growing.
Not.
Well, okay. I just don't understand why
and
they wouldn't
you would
just
continue
put,
to
like,
grow.
A bar in there, you know, like a metal, like a fake.
Yeah, but you're growing.
Oh,
so
you're growing.
You can't do that
yeah.
because you
oh,
have to get it
maybe,
done every year.
Oh, because the bone carries a lot of blood vessels, so maybe it wouldn't have
right.
circulated
so,
properly. And
correct. So okay. There's a reason, Miss Pre-Med. Come on.
I mean,
use
okay,
that noodle.
Yes, I know that probably the doctors who physically saw the patient and were working on him know
you're
more
right.
than I do, but I'm going to go ahead and bitch about it for a hot second, so...
His,
you know,
records.
Fight me.
So, But despite having his legs amputated as such,
right.
it did not stop him from playing any kind of sports. He participated in rugby, water polo, tennis, and even took part in Olympic wrestling.
Ooh.
So he was all good. You know, he never had him before. Strong upper body.
Insensitive for me to say?
No.
Okay.
I think it's just inquisitive. Just being inquisitive doesn't mean you're insensitive.
That's fair.
They're different.
Okay.
Janie Brooks, which I'm assuming is some sort of very popular local athlete of some sort.
Janie.
I think it's a man.
Ooh, that reminds me of Casey Anthony.
I know.
Zanny the Nanny?
Yeah. God. Owner of a local garage gym, so this person was obviously popular for some reason in South Africa. I didn't do a lot of background research, but they owned a local garage gym. And
can we just pause for a hot second? I know we keep sidebarring, and I'm very sorry.
Sure.
Every time you say South Africa, I immediately picture the Disney movie, Color of Friendship, which is the best Disney movie.
That's a great ever Disney movie.
For the record.
About the apartheid.
Right, yes.
It's a great movie.
And that sweet, Piper and her friend, and they love that movie. Mall.
Okay. It's a good movie.
South Africa.
Popular
person.
Had said that it was 6 months before he'd even noticed that Pistorius didn't even have his legs.
Yikes. That so he must have been very...
He was very athletic, very good. Also, he had a brother. Just a side note, if you thought he was an only child, he's not. He has a brother.
So this is not only child syndrome.
Correct.
Got it.
He had done all the exercises with ease, which included boxing, skipping, and press-ups, which I think are what we would say push-ups
because
America.
We're American, so.
And we have to butcher everything.
Deal with it.
So then in June of 2003, Pistorius suffered a severe knee injury during a rugby match.
Mm-hmm.
It was then during his rehabilitation in January of 2004 that he was introduced to running and pretty much never looked back.
Oh. So he was like, this is my thing, this is my niche. I found it, let's do this.
That's
forever.
Right. He competed in the T44, which is a single below knee amputee event.
I love that you did all the research into this because I would not have. I would have been like, this is some bullshit race somewhere in some bullshit part of the world.
Nope.
Sorry, South Africa, that's not what I meant.
No.
I also know that you're separate from Australia. I'm going to stop saying words now.
So, he actually is classified as a T43, which is a double below the knee amputee. So, I'm not exactly sure. It didn't really give detail.
So, how did he qualify for
that? I mean, I guess they feel like he's really at a disadvantage because if one person's got a regular leg versus a prosthetic leg,
maybe
how could somebody who's...
Maybe he had a really good prosthetic and convinced somebody.
No, he had great prosthetics, and a lot of the runners do have amazing ones.
Well, don't they have
those,
and this is going to sound super uneducated.
They're like blades.
It's like that, no, it's like
a curve.
Yeah, it's like a weird,
like a blade.
Like a C, like, it looks like a hoop earring.
Yeah, yeah. So, most of them have one of those, so I guess they felt like, how could he win because he has two?
They would be very fun to run on, I'm just saying.
Like a spring.
Very bouncy.
Like moon boots.
Yeah. I wanted moon shoes so bad.
But it's funny you mentioned the legs, because he's been referred to as the Blade Runner and the fastest man on no legs. So,
Blade Runner.
And trust me, he deserves all of the harsh.
Oh, that should not
comments
make
anyway.
Me laugh
so
that
it
hard.
Matter.
I've never seen any of the Blade Runner films.
So
wait, that's a movie, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm
pretty sure
like
I've never seen it, but
Blade Runner,
I think it is.
Okay, so Blade Runner is not the one with the tighters guy, right? No, that's Sling Blade.
That's Sling Blade.
Okay.
And Marshall loves that movie, and I have yet to watch
any
it.
Of them,
I've never seen
Blade
that
Runner
one,
is
but...
the one with that very serious. Like, he's, like, the very serious black guy with, like, the glasses.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't know that actor.
I know who you're talking about.
I don't care to find out. But I want to say it's very 80s.
Kind of. I know who you're talking about.
Maybe 90s?
If somebody knows.
Thanks, guys.
Tell
do
us.
Do our research for us. Do our work. Because I'm
so, in 2004, he ended up competing. So, shortly after, he even found that he even loved running.
Right.
He competed in the 2004 Summer Paralympics, which are the Olympics for the handicapable. I'm gonna go with that.
Look at you. You sat there for
paraplegic
a solid
people.
30 minutes trying to figure out what to call that.
Yes.
I knew
it. I kind of knew because I know that that's like a thing. Right. But I was deciding whether I wanted to go with paraplegic.
We try really hard not to be offensive. Yes. For the most part. Mm-hmm. Just because it's a courtesy.
I try to be considerate.
Right, exactly. But also, at the same
time, I don't always know the right things.
Fuck most of humanity. I hate them all.
Well, that too.
So.
And that year, the Olympics were in Athens. And he ended up placing...
I watched that one.
Yes, he ended up placing third overall in the 100-meter event, which, if you don't know what the 100-meter is, it's the straight part of the track. So a track is 400 meters, and the 100-meter is a straight distance.
Okay.
Down.
Okay. And he was the curve. Which place?
Third.
Yikes.
Overall.
That's really good. So yes. So I, one time in high school, had to run a mile. It took me...
Forever?
16 minutes.
Oh, you're so good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a mile. Maybe it was one lap. I don't know. It took a stupid long time. I'm very bad at running.
I'm not a good runner either. I'm a good walker. I can walk a mile in like 20.
Yeah, it's against my religion to run.
I don't blame you. So in that same event, he had ended up failing to meet the requirements for the preliminary round for the 200 meters, but he still qualified for the final. Not exactly sure how that worked. He failed the 200 meters, but he was still able to get to the final. He went on to win the final and had the world record time of 21.97 seconds.
Beating. I bet that guy who didn't get to do that final is just fucking pissed.
Pissed, and yeah.
He cheated.
Yeah. So he beat two American runners who both had single leg amputation, of course, because that's mm-hmm. the event that he's in. So his career is basically taking off. He goes on to win many more races. So many, I don't even care to write them all down. He's got like,
he does a lot of shit. Two gold medals. He's good.
He's got like two gold medals. He's a great athlete, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. He runs. We get it. You run.
So we're fast forwarding to 2012 mm-hmm. and Pistorius starts dating Riva Steenkamp. So Riva was born, and this is R-E-E. V, as in Victor, A, if anybody wants to research
Riva.
Her. Yes.
Not to be Riva.
Correct.
That hair, though.
I love her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Was born August 19th in 1983, so she's a little bit older.
August 4th?
August 19th.
JK. I wasn't listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I hope other people are.
Okay, now I'm listening.
Okay, in Cape Town, South Africa, which we all know is a very popular
area. It's the most popular city, isn't it?
It is.
The most popular tourist area. See, I know things, South Africa.
Exactly. Also where Jaws likes to live.
Oh, no.
In Cape Town.
Oh, no.
I'm anti-shark. She was the youngest of three, having two half-siblings from both her mother and father's previous marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved a little bit, so after she went, I'm guessing it's primary school. They call their schools different things, but this is basically the equivalent of she finished high school, so...
Wait, I thought primary school was elementary.
Well, I mean, like, after she finishes all of her school, so primary and, like...
So she did
like,
school. She graduated.
She graduated high school, quote, unquote.
Yeah, nobody can see you do air quotes.
I know. And attended and started to study law at the University of Port Elizabeth. So she was smart. Not only very pretty, but she was very smart. She graduated with a Bachelor of Laws. Laws, plural.
Oh, like math.
Not saying that incorrectly. Bachelor of Laws degree in 2005. So his career's taking off. She's starting to get into her law career because
he runs,
she
argues.
Right.
Match
and
in heaven.
She had planned on being a lawyer. She wanted to, in 2011, she applied for the bar
mm-hmm.
in South Africa. And by the time she was 30, it was her goal to basically be an accomplished lawyer.
Right.
So she graduated from university and she worked as both a paralegal and as a model. She had already been modeling. She started modeling at the age of 14 and was actually the first face of Avon Cosmetics in South Africa. So
that skin so
that's
soft.
Pretty cool. I mean, like, to be the first, like, spokesperson.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not going to say she was a nobody, but not really having...
Just to think, this could be you. Would you like to be the first person for
like a Gerber
fortune?
Baby contest every year.
We'll put your face on all of our merchandise.
There you go.
Tiny little...
There you go. I think that's a good idea. So, in addition to her modeling, she had some small-time film and TV appearances. She also appeared in FHM, which is For Him Magazine, a.k.a. the equivalent to GQ, I would imagine.
We're getting a little risque.
Not that. I think it's like a GQ situation.
Which it is still somewhat risque.
Sometimes, but there's good lingerie in there.
Very good.
I love to read that magazine. It's a great magazine.
Have you read the articles?
Yes, they're very good.
They're a little ridiculous. But sometimes. Some of them are kind of weird. Like, would you... Or maybe it's the advertisements I'm thinking
of. It's probably the advertisement.
It's like, do you want to smell like a tire and sweat? Because here you go, scent for men.
Yeah, no, I think that's just the advertisements. Okay. So the articles are usually pretty good, and there's always good like travel things because food and drink
always,
stuff.
They're grooming tips, I feel a lot. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, she was a model in that and a cover girl. That magazine is now defunct because I looked at it because I'm like, what is FHM? What does that mean?
As in we got defunct?
Yeah. They're no longer. They are bankrupt and gone. And maybe after this incident, it didn't really say. But, to her credit, she was ranked number 40 in FHM's 100 Sexiest Women in the World.
In the world.
Poll of South African FHM readers in 2011. And then she was number 45 in 2012. Ooh. So that's big. I mean, 100 in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Out of...
We're going to have to put a picture of that on the
all
Instagram.
All of those people?
I want to find that picture and put that on the Instagram.
Of that picture? You know, I tried looking earlier, and there's a lot, and you can find a lot of different pictures of her. Mm-hmm. I just did not know which one.
We'll just pick
one. I mean, she's pretty
we'll just
in all of them.
This is the one.
Okay, we'll just pretend we found it.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're professionals.
So back to her TV appearances.
Mm-hmm.
She was a presenter for a fashion TV show. She also did commercials for things like Toyota, Land Rover, etc. So, mm-hmm.
So big brands.
Yes, and reality TV shows also. So she was on like a baking, a celebrity baking competition that would have been local to like South
right,
Africa.
Right. Yeah.
And then just ahead of her death, she had just finished filming like sort of like a Big Brother type thing, but like mm-hmm. an island getaway. What would be like probably Bachelor Paradise equivalent.
Yep.
In Jamaica.
Okay.
So that was going to be like her big break. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were really anticipating that show coming out.
Okay.
But also a little sidetrack kind of, she was an avid horseback rider, but in her early 20s, Reva broke her back after she had a fall from her horse.
Yikes.
And she needed to learn to walk again. So both of them have had like
hardcore
setbacks
yeah.
as far and you know in addition to his like amputation and having to overcome those struggles or getting
right.
used to that you know life
mm-hmm.
he also Ooh. Had a bad accident. He was flung from a boat and had major reconstructive surgery like on his jaw and all kinds of stuff. So they both have had
so are you saying he had a head injury?
Yes. And it did happen, obviously, before this happened.
Plot thickens.
So, it does a little bit.
So, Andrew, my sweet, loving, darling baby husband.
Yes.
He, I found out the other day, I was listening to some podcast, I don't remember. Oh, it was My Favorite Murder. Shocker.
Was he dropped on his head?
No. He was not dropped on his head. He was adopted.
Yes.
And he was old enough to understand when he was being adopted. So
okay.
So, he had early childhood trauma.
Yeah.
He was hit in the head with a metal swing.
Oh! Ouch.
When he was a child.
By who? The playground bully?
No. I think he, like, was swinging it, and it went back in the head.
Oh.
So
well,
he was being a dingus,
fault.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think you can count those.
I
feel like they're head injuries when there's also, like,
right.
some emotional trauma.
And he isolates. He socially isolates, and he, like, doesn't talk to me. So, basically, I'm married to a serial killer. He's gonna kill me.
I've also had a head injury at
Yikes.
Disney.
Yikes! What happened?
At
also,
Epcot...
Don't sue us, Disney, for telling the story.
They already know, I'm sure. Nothing bad ended up happening.
Okay.
It was okay.
As long as we don't say it's Mickey's fault.
I think honestly, ended up making a change to Disney for the better.
Really?
So you're welcome, all you tiny petite people who sit down on a bench at Disney. So
yeah.
What happened was the back of the bench, we were at Epcot World, eating ice cream.
World.
And the backs of the bench and the seat were too wide. And I was so little.
You fell between.
So I was sitting it, and I went to lean back, and I went between and ended up hitting my head on the concrete and busting it open. So.
Yikes. I busted my head open in a... Oh, I did have a head injury.
See?
Shit. Well, I've had more than one, because I had... I paid somebody a lot of money to break into my head with a saw, so...
Oh, ouch. Yeah.
Ooh, oh, that's an umbrella. Maybe, Aaron, don't kick the umbrella. There's the head injury talking.
Yeah.
So, I was in a Blockbuster, and I was sitting on a director's chair, and then I thought, you know, because I'm seven, I'm cool.
Sure.
I'm gonna put my feet up on the other director's chair and lean back.
Oh, God, so I fell back. Those are so unstable.
Oh, yeah, and I learned that day, and now I'm afraid of them. And so I leaned back, and I hit my head on the video case at Blockbuster Video.
Ouch.
Throwback.
Well, you can't sue them. They're defunct.
That one came all the way back around.
It was full circle. Yes.
So I hit my head, and then I just, like, was like, oh, shit, I hit my head, and I was dizzy. I walked up to the front, and the dude's, like, at the counter. He's, like, some 16-year-old pimply-faced guy. He's like,
of course
blood, paper towels, blood, here, go. And my dad's like, oh, shit, are you okay? And so I was not okay. Spoiler alert. And he had to take me to the hospital and I got stitches. But
I did not have to go that far. My mom ran through the crowds to first aid, which, you know, if you're in Italy at Epcot, is literally halfway around the world. Yeah.
It's directly across the lake.
That's exactly right. And so it was a far run with... I don't know. I was probably like 5 or 6.
Oh, sad.
And lots of blood, because we all know head injuries include a lot of blood. And just a Band-Aid. I still have a scar, and sometimes people, when they're like doing my hair, they're like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's a scar. It's all good.
Yeah, me too. I have one back here.
But no stitches.
So for those of you who are like, who the fuck at Disney gave this child with a split open head
a Band-Aid?
Band-Aid. There are registered nurses at the park.
Yes, and it was and fine.
And so they actually
really
know what they're doing. Disney's got this covered. They kick ass.
I feel like I really thought, because it's one of my most vivid moments, like, I very much remember, like, the whole
scene. Do you remember the pain,
scene?
Or do you remember, like, the...
No, because I don't remember it hurting. Of course, it probably did, like, initially,
sure did,
but then, and I probably had a headache. Mm-hmm. The other thing that sticks out to me is being stung by a stingray, but that's a whole different story.
Ooh, yeah, I've got a couple of stinging stories. We'll do an ocean episode at one
there
point.
There we go. We'll yeah, and I've got a good murder for that, actually.
Ooh,
so,
perfect.
Yay, head injuries.
Yeah, okay, so there was a head injury.
He
got flung off of a boat.
He did. Reva was also a regular A-list guest in the South African celebrity circuit. So both of them are quite famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a big deal for South Africa to have such a runner. A lot of people looked up to him. And she also, she appeared at many red carpet events. So I'm sure they went to a lot of, before they were dating, a lot of similar events, ran in the same crowd. And then she was also a little bit of a social light, so think Paris Hilton, on the Johannesburg party scene.
So right now I'm just trying to picture how Paris Hilton would say that's so hot, but in a South African accent.
Oh, we should find that somewhere.
It's so hot. No.
It's close.
Was it close? I felt like that was too Australian.
It's like a little more British, but still with an Australian bit. So there's, if you ever watch a great show on Bravo called Below Deck, there's a Below Deck Mediterranean.
Do you live on Bravo?
I do,
okay,
basically.
Understood.
But Marshall likes it too. Yes, I'm calling you out and letting the world know. And he had a little crush on a girl on there named Bugsy. That's her nickname, Bugsy. Or maybe her real name? Not sure. Probably her real name. But
is
she was South African. No, she's
okay.
Just really
just
cute.
Because Bugsy is a weird name.
I thought it was cute.
I mean, it is cute, but it's also weird. And it feels
and
like
it
we
could,
should
I think
Woodstock.
It's a nickname, but I don't remember. But she's one of the stewards on the show.
Below
and she's
deck.
From South Africa. And then one of her old friends, Wes. It's Wes, but pronounced
yes,
Wes.
Yes, got it.
Which sounds like Wiz. Sorry.
We're off to see Wiz.
Wiz.
Jesus.
He was also South African. So it was fun to hear them talk. And sometimes you had to have subtitles because you can't always understand.
Oh, yeah.
But great show. Shout out. And hi, Kate. Kate, I love you. Kate is from
Kate.
Regular Below Deck.
Oh.
I love her.
Kate,
Kate.
You're our hero. My favorite. I don't know who
she's
you are.
She's literally my favorite.
I mean, Stephanie loves you.
You have to start watching it.
I don't have cable.
You don't need it.
Why? What? Huh?
Do you just have Netflix?
Yeah.
You don't have Roku?
Well, no. I have Netflix. I have Amazon. I have... Well, I don't have Hulu.
Look
it
on.
Get Hulu.
Look on Amazon or Hulu.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
So, we know already we've established that they met in 2012 in November. I don't have a specific date, but that seems to be when they were, like, official,
mm-hmm.
that people knew.
Yep.
Fast forward to February 14th, 2013, so 2-ish months later, okay. since we don't have an exact date.
Right.
Reba was shot and killed by Oscar Pistorius.
Ooh, yikes.
In his home.
Okay.
So, Reva had been shot 4 times through the locked door of his bathroom.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I also want to let you know that I watched his court hearings.
I remember seeing all this yes. shit in the news about it.
Even Nancy Grace, I think, was, like, following.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, but Nancy a big Grace deal. Loses her mind about a lot
she
of
does,
things.
But I can
see
appreciate
her
it.
Casey Anthony?
Oh, like, I watched my sister and I, hi, Sarah, we watched, she was home from college that summer,
yep.
and before I had to go to work, every day we okay. watched those court
oh, yeah.
cases, and I'd make her text me if something, like, came yeah. up, like, what's going on, like, tell me, she'd fill me in, but
so,
she does get a little crazy, but she's not always wrong for being
no,
crazy.
No, she's just passionate, and I
extremely
feel you,
extremely passionate.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But she also, did you see that she was working with Cold Justice? Like, was that Nancy Grace? I think
yes,
she, in that
because
one episode?
I think she, but she also had an ex-husband or ex-boyfriend from, like, high school who was murdered.
Oh, so
that's
the
what, like, really
very
started.
Close to her
yeah.
heart.
And the whole criminal justice thing is
right.
very close because I think she had
Which
some dealings with that.
Which would explain the passion.
Yeah.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. It's personal.
So, but she was shot from the locked bathroom.
So
through the bathroom door, yes?
Yes.
Was she in the bathroom or was she outside of the bathroom?
So when I originally started hearing about this story, I had understood that to me, he had been in the bathroom.
Okay.
And she was on the other side.
Okay.
That like he had gone in there to kind of like lock himself in or he
right.
had been in there.
So he had locked himself in the bathroom.
But now that I've been doing a little bit more reading, and to be honest, I've looked at the crime scene pictures.
Yep.
Because it's not hard to find.
Gonna
you just
Google it.
You just Google her name and they come up because a lot of them were released for the court
okay.
case.
Right.
It looks like in the photos that she was the one actually in the bathroom.
Which is what you would think. If she's the victim here, she's the one that shot, you'd
right.
think she...
Well, here's his claim.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he shot her because he believed her to be an intruder. And apparently, from some other articles I've read, crime in South Africa is huge.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
A big problem. And even though he lived in this big gated community,
mm-hmm.
that security and, you know, not only, like, electronic security, but I think he also just had, because he was a paraplegic,
right,
you know, people who would be there 24/7
right
in the event of something like this,
right,
so physical security guards and otherwise, he still thought he had an intruder,
mm-hmm.
but it's apparently very, very common in South Africa for these sort of things to happen. But it sounds to me like if you live in such a well, seemingly well-secured neighborhood, in
yeah.
addition to all of your other security
right.
that you have, what's the likelihood
right.
Unless that it's
maybe
happened?
You were being stalked or some, or had some
sure.
other reason to
but,
be
But
paranoid.
Also from what I heard, she had stayed the night. So it wasn't like she had just shown up that morning and
right.
surprised
so
him.
Right. So there's no reason for him to be concerned about the noises in the other room because
Correct.
He's got somebody over.
Correct. Like, she had stayed the night because it was Valentine's Day the next day. And she had been there the night
Yikes.
Before. So that's why it was, like,
mm-hmm.
very, like, controversial because how could you think your girlfriend, who had just been there, you just woke up,
you know she's here,
you know she's in the house,
right?
How can you think you had an intruder?
Right, unless maybe, you're disassociating, and, like, that moment you wake up.
So, also, he had put on Twitter, from what I saw twice in the article, two separate occasions about thinking he'd heard an intruder. So, one time, coming home, and the washing machine, or, like, the washing machine had been making noise, and he went, like, full on, and was, like, in the pantry hiding, and so expecting to see, you know, someone in his home.
Right.
And then there was a second occasion. He'd also been asked about going to gun ranges.
Oh.
If he ever did that, and he's like, oh, sometimes when I can't sleep. So, people being armed in South Africa is very common.
Okay.
And also, similar to here, they have people who don't want people to be armed, but
right.
I feel like if the crime rate is truly that bad,
yeah,
I could see why you would want
protection.
Also, there's lions.
Oh, yeah, lions, for sure.
Like, lions.
Like real
and
lions.
And elephants.
Fucking scary lions.
Depending on where you live, of course.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But... yeah, so I'm not exactly down to live somewhere where there's lions and not be able to protect myself.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. I was in, we were in California in some forest. It starts with a Y. I don't know. It was near San Fernando.
Okay.
It was probably San Fernando.
Oh, could be.
National Forest or something.
Okay.
and so it was my husband, my mom, and I, we were, like, kind of hiking through a trail, and it was just really, really beautiful. And we came around this bend, and then up on the mountain, there was a literal mountain lion. And so we're like...
terrifying.
Yeah.
So basically a Florida
we
panther.
We stared
they
it in
are
its
the
face.
Same thing.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. So we
different
stared
names,
it in the face.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. It stared us back in the face. And we're like, so we're going to go this way now. And they have signs all around this trail that are like, if you see a lion, move slowly.
And like, I would probably run.
Yeah, exactly. And then... like, instantly, the first thing I thought of was, you know, in the Parent Trap? When she's,
yes.
like, bang the sticks
yes.
together to scare
yes.
away
to
the
scare
mountain.
All the lions.
So I'm like,
yes.
where are some sticks? Let me
yes.
let me get some sticks.
Just scare away all the lions. So,
right.
yeah, not super into that idea. But it sounds like he was kind of a lazy gun owner and a little too quick to draw his weapon on things that weren't necessary.
Right.
So, that same day on Valentine's Day, he was arrested and charged with murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, they just need to look at the crime scene and be like, well, duh. So, before the end of the day. So, after his trial on September 12th, 2014, so they waste no time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a couple months, but also, weird fact about South Africa and their, legal system, there is no jury.
What?
You only speak to a judge.
Oh, so the judge has the end-all, be-all say.
Correct.
All.
And I admire that, and I think it's something we should look toward.
Because
judges have the full understanding of the law.
Correct.
When you put it into Joe Schmo's hands, Arizona Joe, or whoever, down the block.
Yeah.
They don't get
right
all the terminology, even though you have somebody explaining, they
correct.
Still don't
also,
understand.
They're human. They get bored.
And
know?
Emotional.
Exactly.
And judges and lawyers are all capable of putting both human feelings and unreasonable whatever and
right.
be logical. And
absolutely.
Be like, this falls within the definition of the law.
This is what needs to happen.
Correct.
This is what this individual is
correct.
Capable of.
Right.
Yeah.
And can look at all the facts and say...
But the only other thing
that's
is...
That's it.
If you have a very biased judge...
Well, that's the thing. You definitely need to... We would need to make sure that there are things in place to make sure that's not happening.
Right.
And the problem is I feel like judges aren't really held accountable here.
Right.
They sort of let the jury do a lot of... things and they don't really do a whole lot.
Or they think that some young men have a very bright, promising future and they give them 6 months of
or that.
Jail time and then 3 months.
Sure. So I think
that
they're obviously like, I think we should look at their model. Mm-hmm. It seems to be working for them. I don't know. I don't live there,
right.
so I don't know all the problems of
right.
every country. But ideally, I think it's something to look into. I mean, yeah. Who's better to know the law than...
Well, that's it. I'm sold. Stephanie right. for president.
Thank you. So, I mean, and that's why, like, when I was watching Nancy Grace, when it was happening, she would say, you're hearing him say, Madam Judge, or, you mm-hmm. know, whatever, because he's specifically addressing the judge. Like, that's right. who he's talking to. He's not talking to a jury. He's not talking to the room.
Right.
They're specifically only talking to the judge.
Right.
Unfortunately, on September 12, 2014, he was found not guilty of murder.
Oh, God.
But guilty of culpable homicide. If you're wondering what that means, in South Africa, culpable homicide is equivalent to our manslaughter.
Right.
Which also means, which in case you're still wondering, this means that he did not intend to kill Reva, but his actions were negligent.
But he did it.
Right.
So, it's basically saying, yeah, you killed her, but correct. Maybe didn't plan on it.
Correct.
Essentially.
Yes. That it was very irresponsible how you reacted to the mm-hmm. situation. However, there is a whole long, long paragraphs about appeals and all these really boring legal things that happen. But basically,
his case is appealed survive.
Because I feel like her family was really disappointed by that judgment mm-hmm. because they feel like it was obviously murder.
Yeah.
And I do too, and I think most people do agree.
Mm-hmm.
So on after an appeal, October 21st, 2014, Pistorius was sentenced to 5 years in jail, but only served that was his sentencing from that one. So he was sentenced to 5 years in jail but only served 10 months. So infuriating.
Uh-huh.
In December 2015, the Supreme Court of Appeals overturned the culpable homicide verdict and found him guilty of murder. So there's a little bit of justice.
Right.
Now we're no longer negligent. We are indeed guilty of murder. Yeah. So it was intentional. July 6, 2016, Judge Masipa, I hope I'm saying that right, M-A-S-I-P-A, sentenced Pistorius to 6 years in prison. However, South Africa has a minimum of 15 years for murder. So
he's gonna get 15 years.
So, well, she gave him six.
But how?
Because she can, you can, as a judge,
decide. Because he had a bright, promising future?
Girl, I don't know. So but basically, as the judge can make that decision.
Oh, cool. Great. So this
I mean, which is the case everywhere. So even though something requires a minimum, still, it still happens. Which they can say, well,
bullshit.
I agree. However, I know it's crazy. And again, so many, many, many appeals. But I would like to point out before I say this, that during the sentencing trial in June of 2016, so this would be the, like, second round
mm-hmm.
where he gets the murder
charge.
Yes. And then he's getting the sentencing for the 6 years in prison. Reva's family had asked the court that pictures of her dead body be released to the public.
Ooh. Wanted to get and they were public uprising.
Yes. So they were coming from the intent of, we want everybody to see this.
This monster for what he is.
Well, that, and also before they decide to use a firearm. So, ultimately, think before and check act. Before yeah. you act.
Aw, that's so that's heartbreaking and very, very smart on yes. your part.
So, the court had originally said no because they didn't. They wanted to respect her.
Yeah.
It's but like the family was like, no, we want people to see what can happen.
It's done, yeah. It's very
and
similar
four times is overkill.
Oh, yeah. To shoot her?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. It feels very similar to, like, the March for Our Lives thing that's happening right now in the U.S.
Yes.
Where it's, we can't ignore it anymore. We cannot turn a blind eye. We have to see.
I think, though, a big issue is that, everybody, or you should, mm-hmm. and most people, and from what I've heard, a majority of the country believes there needs to be a change.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I think that no one's going to be happy.
Absolutely. With the end result. Matter which way it goes.
Right.
I think the biggest thing...
You can't go too far right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go too far left.
It's got to be a happy
We've
medium.
We've got to be in the medium.
Because otherwise there are riots.
And correct. And... unfortunately, also, you'll never be able to take away every single weapon.
Yeah.
In this country.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of your efforts. And the bad people will always be able to get them. That's what we true. Can do, really, is work on all these systems. So mm-hmm. many systems failed.
Oh, yeah.
We all know the FBI
yeah.
failed. We yeah. all know that even though kids complain to school,
yep,
that system failed.
Yeah, the democratic Everybody. Process has failed.
Right.
All of it is
so
just...
There's supposed to be, just like in your episode, the Child Protective Services failed that mm-hmm. little girl.
Yeah.
And
I think
it's just like, you know, in health insurance.
Uh-huh.
When doctors prescribe you stuff.
Yep.
You have to start here.
Yep.
And if this doesn't work, try then you go to the next thing.
And then try something else. And then
but
try
because
else.
Of insurance and billing, you have right. to go in this mm-hmm. way.
Exactly.
Even if you sit there and say, that doesn't work for me.
Right.
But there's systems in place for a reason, and everybody's failing. And unfortunately, right. there's human error everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like we're taking the right steps in raising oh, yeah.
the
age.
Awareness.
And the awareness. Yeah. And like, okay, you have to be 21.
And mental
to
health
be able
checks
to do anything.
And things like that yes. are really, really important.
So the problem is trying to figure out how to mandate it,
right.
who's going to mandate it,
how to
and who gets to decide
right. exactly
what's right and what's
exactly
wrong.
My thing
so
is, I feel
it's
like,
a process.
I feel like, and I really commend this family for making that. It's and that's a tough decision to
it
be
is.
Like, you know what? Yes, my daughter was murdered in cold blood, and I want yep. her face on every billboard in South Africa.
Yeah.
Because... It's at this point in our history, in our time, we cannot turn a blind eye anymore. We have to see the nitty-gritty. We need
yeah.
to know the grave consequences of our actions, whether
right.
they be intended negatively or not. We have
right.
to know that, okay, yes, you can pull this trigger, but on the
mm-hmm.
other end, someone's life is gone.
Sure.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And it's very important that...
And this is definitely, you know, why... a lot of education is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not toys.
Right.
And taking the steps to ensure that things are properly secured is huge.
It's, yeah, massive.
You know, when we moved into our house, our first Christmas,
mm-hmm.
our first, you know, gift, one of the gifts we got was a safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it, to me, that's very important.
Yeah.
I have family, I have friends, I have, you know, little cousins who visit, and
yeah.
I right. just could never imagine letting that be in the wrong,
hands.
You know, hands.
Absolutely.
But I think, I'm hoping we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that there's a change that
I mean,
seems reasonable for
progress
everybody.
Progress is progress, no
right.
matter how small.
And I think, ideally, you know, people who are wanting... There's always extremists on every side,
mm-hmm.
and I think ultimately people just want positive changes in the right direction.
Exactly.
They
I think
don't...
people want their children to stop dying.
Right.
And I think it's important that that happens.
Yeah.
However we achieve it, I'm happy.
Right. And, you have to think being a parent these days is scary.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from what's going on with that, but everything else in the world. And I think having the conversation is important, and I think that, you know, it's a shame that thus far the NRA can't say, okay, you're right, we accept it, there needs to be a change some way.
Right.
So I think that's very frustrating to a lot of people, but hopefully there's positive steps soon, and things can be changed that are appeasing to everybody. People who feel like we don't want to take away, you know,
right,
the Second Amendment, we just want to make some adjustments, and I think that's a reasonable request at this point. So, kind of concluding that little political rant, sort of.
I would like to just kind of piggyback off of that really
yeah.
quickly, and, you know, our last episode, I gave the domestic violence hotline,
yep.
And I think that it's really important that we... try and stay as
sure.
involved as possible
definitely.
In our community and do what we can to kind of contribute So I would like to, on behalf of Every Town for Gun Safety, I would like to plug their website. It's everytown, E-V-E-R-Y, town.org. And they are for common sense gun laws. It doesn't mean everybody's trying to take away guns. It doesn't mean everyone in the world should have guns and not be charged. It means we need to be smarter about who has guns and how they get them. They have this wonderful website. It's full of resources and all kinds of information, statistics, things like that. And I think it's just very important to arm yourself with knowledge, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And just know what the stakes are, what we're up against.
Yeah, and if you want to be a gun owner, I mean, that's fine.
Live your life. Just be you.
Know what it means.
Correct. Also, understand the responsibility that comes with it.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's big and important, and if you can't handle it, don't get one. Don't right. have a gun.
Yeah.
Period.
You know, being a woman in this world is very scary.
Oh, yeah.
And living in the middle of nowhere...
I don't think I'll ever
get... It's also very scary.
Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get to the point where I don't carry my car keys like brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Because it's scary.
It is.
And you know what? That's the society we live in, and I understand completely wanting to be armed and wanting to be protected.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's not something I choose. I don't like guns, personally. They freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's a personal choice. And if you want to have a gun, you do that. But take the classes. Be safe. Understand that you have to have your guns locked up.
Yeah.
You need to have a safety on them. You need to keep your ammo out of the gun.
Yes.
Don't let it fall into the wrong hands. Don't use it irresponsibly. Don't go tracking down a teenager because you think that he's causing problems in your neighborhood and then go shoot him.
Right.
It's not okay.
Right. There's so many other steps to take before we get to that
point. There are law enforcement for a reason, and that's a whole other conversation, so we won't even get into that. The point is, be safe, be smart.
Yes.
Live your life.
Absolutely. So, after that sentencing...
Yep.
There's another appeal.
Okay.
And finally, on November 24th of 2017, which I could be wrong, but I think that was Thanksgiving here,
mm-hmm.
Just this last year.
Oh, it was. That's the day before. No, that is Thanksgiving. That's the day my puppy was born.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. It's his birthday.
So the Court of Appeals extended Oscar Pistorius' jail term to 13 years and 5 months. So he finally got a proper...
Wow.
And I think, and I read somewhere also that it was 15 years.
Uh-huh.
So he did end up getting a proper sentencing verdict. So Reva's family felt that there was finally justice for her.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously nothing can ever bring her back. But if they feel like that,
at least
finally
like
getting a proper verdict in her favor,
they had a
because
little bit
he was a piece of crap. And I know that, like, at the beginning of it, a lot of people said they had a few domestic disputes and things going on at the house. So, I didn't really read that in the articles, but it could be that they were trying to stay away from the gossipy kind of stuff.
Right.
But, ultimately, you know, it seems like they were satisfied in the end.
Yeah.
And South Africa felt like they lost a hero.
Well,
they, you know, saw him as a good person, great athlete, somebody to look up to.
Lance Armstrong. So.
Wow. There's that.
And
they lost a beautiful girl who had a bright future ahead of her. And that's pretty much it. I'd like to say that my sources, really quick, before anybody comes at me for anything, was definitely Wikipedia.
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
The New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
WHNT News. I have no idea where that's located, but it was a news article.
South Africa.
Potentially. And Business Insider.
Oh.
And The Independent, which seems to be
a
I'm not sure. Looks like it's like maybe a newspaper published some sort of thing in the UK.
Oh, maybe.
There's an American version, but it was like a .co.uk situation.
Well, okay.
So that's it for me.
There we are.
And that's the story of Reva.
Oh, how the mighty fall.
That's right.
Off of a boat.
That's right.
Have to have reconstructive surgery.
and then murdered their girlfriend in the bathroom.
Yikes.
If you do want to look at those crime scene pictures, I'm just saying, mm-hmm. one of these articles I pulled up had it.
We know some of you are as fucked up as we are.
Yeah. I believe it is the WHNT News article that brings up
those
the pictures
sad.
That they decided to publicize. So,
photos.
Yeah.
Well,
I stumbled upon them sort of accidentally, but in addition to those photos of her, there's also general crime scene photos.
Yeah.
Which were very confusing because there's a lot happening in them. Yeah. And so I tried to find so hard, like, I really would have liked to have found, like, recount of what he says happened and versus, like,
right.
what
actually
like, really happened.
Right.
Because it's messy.
Right.
And so part of me is, like, it doesn't make sense to me versus what he's claiming
sure.
to have happened.
Yeah.
And what I see in those pictures. So I'm glad he got what he deserved.
Yeah.
So,
take that, Oscar.
That's right.
The Grouch.
That's right.
Go live in your garbage can.
So, I guess we'll end it with, we started with the podcast. We've got Instagram. We've got Twitter going.
Yep. Oh, fuck.
If you would like to email us, Erin, what's the email?
It is fameandmisfortune@gmail.com. Those words are spelled out, fame and misfortune. And that's M-I-S, not M-I-S-S.
Oh,
this is not
yeah,
Miss
no,
America
this
pageant.
Is, or jeans.
Right, yes. fameandmisfortune@gmail.com. Please, if we have fucked something up beyond repair, please email us. Let us know.
Yeah.
We would love to be correct.
Definitely.
We don't have our shit together, so
we're
might
trying.
Not.
Also, if you want to hear anything, if there's one that
ooh,
sticks out to
yeah,
you that
or
you
something,
like would love for us to cover, let us
that's
know.
That's maybe a little obscure, and you, like, a couple of my friends have sent me some really, really great suggestions. Shout
yes.
out Rachel. She's
mm-hmm.
my hero.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like there's something that's a little obscure, something that just came up, send it to us. Also, something that I'm looking for always is fucking Illuminati conspiracy theories.
Oh, yes.
So
Erin loves conspiracy
please
theories.
Please send me your conspiracy theories. And I think we're going to probably start having a little conspiracy segment.
I know, but there's got to be, like, Illuminati murders, so maybe
oh,
we
yeah.
can do an epi about that.
That'd be good.
And also, if you just want to know anything about makeup
yeah.
or skincare,
mm-hmm.
or
yes.
if
because
you...
Because what I don't think we've said is I'm a licensed esthetician. This is Erin.
Yes.
And Stephanie went to Real Big Fancy Makeup Designery
I
in
did.
New York, so
yes.
she's,
yes.
like, a literal makeup scholar.
Yes.
So if you need any makeup tips, if you want to learn how to contour.
My mom paid thousands of dollars. Please put it to good use.
If you accidentally waxed off half of your eyebrow and need to learn how to never do that ever again. If you have really bad breakouts and can't figure out what's causing it, send us an email. We'd be
yeah,
happy to
Yeah, send your pictures so we
yeah,
can see.
We're
or if
all
you just,
about.
Again, want to send us things.
Yeah, we,
send
like,
us
we
things.
Like pretty fancy shiny things. Puppies,
yes.
Sparkles.
Oh, I have too many puppies. No more puppies
I
for me.
I will take
but
more puppies.
That's fine.
I don't need any more puppies.
So.
Cool. Awesome.
Awesome.
So I think that's, what, our fifth episode?
Yeah.
There's
so.
A milestone.
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks
Let's
for listening.
Go.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and email us, I don't know, your bullshit. Tell me about your day.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.